are here at the 2018 ACUC in Boston, Massachusetts, where it's a complete opposite from yesterday. Yesterday it was a monsoon, and today it's a bright, sunny day. It's very hot and sticky as well.
Yeah, exactly.
We are here with Katie Shannon from CUNA. You are the Senior Director of Strategy and Enablement. That's a really cool title.
It was one of the things that attracted me to the job.
The title.
Yeah, the title. I was like, strategy enablement. I can do that.
I'm all in. So give me an idea of what you do at CUNA, because you said this is kind of a new area for the organization. So give me the 411.
Yeah. So new area for the organization. Right now we're a one person team.
You yourself and I, or
yeah, me, myself, and I.
Got it.
We have happy hours, team building, all sorts of stuff. Yeah, exactly. So started in November, and CUNA decided that they needed this type of role after creating a new 3-year strategic plan. So this time last year at ACUC last year, when the board met, they really crafted a 3-year aggressive multi-year strategic plan. And then they realized, like, oh, we probably need somebody to keep their eye on that, right? You know, somebody to make sure that we're doing it and that we're tracking and we have measures and metrics. And so my role was created. And I started in November, and since that time, really trying to get the department established. So setting up various processes, governance, looking at how we're measuring things, really some very basic stuff to make sure that we're meeting our strategy.
Right on. So what are some projects you're working on now that you can share?
Sure. So a couple things that we're doing, and this kind of gets back to the process and the governance piece of it, we're about to kick off annual planning. Yeah, so at CUNA, they've always done some planning, and they've always done really great budgeting and financial planning, but really tying the strategic piece to that and adding business planning to financial planning, we haven't really done in full before. So as soon as we get back from ACUC and the 4th of July holiday, that's big, we'll all be back in the office, and we'll kick off that process. And we take that opportunity to really ask 3 questions of the business, and it's what's going on. So looking around, you know, what's happening outside the building, trends, all that type of stuff. What's happening inside the building? Is your IT working? Do you have the right people in place? All that type. So what's going on? What are you going to do about it? So what are you choosing to react to? And then what do you need to do something about it? So do you need some sort of resource? Do you need a project? Do you need money? We all need money.
Yeah, a little bit.
And we'll go through that process and then marry that up with our financial planning to really have a robust and quality ask for what we need that ties directly to propelling that strategic plan forward.
I like the word propelling.
Yeah.
I like that.
Definitely.
Wow. Nice. So let's tie it into the credit unions. How do credit unions benefit from all these processes and procedures that are taking place at CUNA now?
Oh, completely. It all gets back to the credit unions, right? Of course. Yeah, and if you look at our 3-year strategic plan and the types of things that we have in place, so the creating awareness initiative, really thinking about advocacy in new ways, being bold and non-offensive, best-in-class solutions for our credit unions, it all goes back to helping credit unions and hopefully helping them quicker and faster and meeting their needs and reacting to the data that we get from them. Because it's all about data, too.
Oh, my gosh. Can't swing a cat these days without talking about data.
Right.
My goodness.
I know. It's everywhere. And so we're really trying to make better data-based decisions. We have a ton of data already. And so let's make sure that we're using it. Let's make sure that we're reacting to it as part of the strategic plan. And let's make sure that it continues to propel the strategic plan forward.
CUNA has undergone quite the transformation lately. It is like, I mean, every time I open up one of the industry publications, something new, or a newsletter from CUNA, something new is going on there.
That's right.
And this is another example of what's going on to make things, I guess, more streamlined, more efficient, more productive, all those words.
Yeah, hopefully it should make people really excited when they see that type of news. Yeah. Because we're doing the right things in the right way and really trying to meet the future demands of credit unions, of leagues, and the CUNA League system. The future demands of advocacy, that's changing if we look at those types of trends. And to do that, we're needing to think about how we do things internally and do we have the right processes in place. And so you guys are seeing some of the decisions that are being made, but I think it's the right decisions to bring the company forward. And to be honest, when I joined CUNA last year, knowing that they were doing some of this really cool and innovative stuff, is what made me excited about joining the company.
Right on. And real quickly here, long-term, short-term goals with this?
Yeah, so short-term, getting those processes in place, getting planning up and running, getting measures and metrics up and running. Long-term is being more proactive with our strategy. So really looking outwards at some of those trends and making sure that we have the plans in place to react to them. So we've got a strategy for the strategy.
I like that. Wow. Yeah. You are covered.
Yes.
Covered. All right. Last question. Anything else to add? Anything else that I may have missed that's important here? Or
I think you covered all the bases.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So thanks for the opportunity to be here today.
You're welcome. Yeah. Katie Shannon, everybody. Doing her job there with new strategies, processes, and procedures, and governance, all that great stuff. So good job.
Thank you. Katie?